I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Brett Maga Show. When it comes to one of your friends getting engaged, kind of like Taylor and Travis, a lot of speculation of how much was spent on the ring. Can you ask someone, how much was that engagement ring? Is that an appropriate question to ask? 855-444-MEGA. If you think and would you share how much you spent on your engagement ring or how much your significant other's propose with and with that ring, 855-444-6342. Want your opinion on if that's an appropriate question or not, and if you got that. Like, a lot of people speculate for Taylor and Travis because, well, they're celebrities. But if they're not celebrities, can you ask that question? Like, is that do you know how much your friend, both Hannah and AB, have their best friends getting married? Do you know how much?
I do.
Did you ask?
I think so.
Okay.
But like in a complimentary way. I wasn't like, oh my God, how much does that thing cost? I was like, oh my gosh, that is the most beautiful ring ever. I bet your fiance like worked his tail off for that. How much did that cost?
How much did he spend?
Yeah, I'm not saying.
Shows you that you cannot ask the question.
Yeah, you can't.
Point proven.
It's different if it's just between us. If it becomes public knowledge, that's way different.
You absolutely cannot ask.
My
two best friends are getting married, like closest people to me in the entire world, and I have not even asked that question.
You can't ask that question. It's so wrong.
Yeah, the ballpark used to be you were supposed to spend, I want to say, 2 months of your salary.
I thought it was 3 months, but I can't remember.
Kevin's like, shoot, I did it wrong.
It didn't matter, you know. $6.95 for this ring.
Yeah, right?
Right.
So Kevin, do you think you can ask?
I think it's kind of in how you ask, like just how Hannah did it. I think that when you get it, because usually they know. I don't know how they know. I mean, I don't know where that comes up, but usually they'll find out that it cost me a pretty penny.
I'm an open book. I don't care. I would tell people, but I don't think it's okay to ask someone. Like, I don't think if someone came up to me and like asked me, like, I think that'd be weird. And my point to you, Hannah, is you asked a question that you weren't even comfortable saying out loud. That means it's not okay to ask.
To make it public on the radio. That is way different than for me to ask her one-on-one. And I also think
for them too, just because that, like, you're literally
just saying, because you tell me one-on-one doesn't mean if you're saying everybody's gonna know.
If you're saying it in a group of people, that means whatever was happening between you and your significant other is now public because Hannah knows, or your friend know, or a group of friends know. Like, I don't think when girls show off the ring, they can't ask that question. I don't think that's a question you can
ask. I also think it might make it a little better now since we're in this era of like lab-grown diamonds as well, that you could ask that too.
I think that's a weird question too, because why do you care?
If I have a lab-grown diamond, I would for sure tell everybody about it because I think they're cool, and I think it relieves the pressure a little bit from other people.
And it reduces the price of the ring significantly.
Yeah, and I think that's awesome.
But people are judgy on that. I don't think you can.
Well, then they shouldn't be your friend.
No, that's not.
I think asking the question feels judgy because you're only doing it to compare it to your own or your other friends or, you know, this other person.
I don't have a ring to compare it to. So,
but like if your friend got engaged and you go, is that a lab grown diamond or a real diamond? Even the phrasing of that feels like you. I feel like the only thing that should really matter is, did you pick it out? Do you love it? Or what happened? What was the proposal?
Those questions float around the big elephant in the room, so you might as well go for it.
Do you think you can ask, were you asked how much was spent on the engagement ring? Did you feel like that's an appropriate question, or is this something you keep private? 855-444-MEGA. So the phone number is 855-444-6342. Everyone in the entire world freaked out as soon as we heard the news that Taylor and Travis were engaged, and we all lost our minds. And the number one question that everyone freaked out about was, let me see that ring, girl. And people are speculating how much was spent on the ring. We've heard as much as like $500,000 to, Kevin, you heard $5 million.
$5 million, yeah.
And what was the size of it again?
I think it's an 8-carat diamond. They said it was between 7 and 10, so I'm floating 8.
Carats. People want to know, like, it's an old mill cushion cut thing. People want to know about the ring. But can you ask someone, hey, how much you spend on that thing? 855-444-6342. Can you ask that question if you're a regular person, too? Like, if Hannah gets engaged, can we all be like, how much did he spend? I don't think you can ask that question because who cares how much he spent? And number two, the immediate layers of judgment that come with it, whether he spent enough or not enough. Like, oh, what's he do for a living that he can afford all that? Or that's all he spent on you, girl? And like, well, I love the ring. Like, well, he only spent $500. Like, who cares? If you love the ring, you love the ring.
Brett, to your point, you make a great point because you think about that. If this ring that Taylor got is $500,000, you're kind of going, oh, that's cheap.
Yes.
Travis, come on. What? Yeah. Even at $5 million, you're like, come on, she's a billionaire.
She is worth $1.6 billion. He's got millions upon millions.
Yeah,
maybe
I just disagree. Like, I don't care about that.
But why ask the question how much he spent? You said
ask a million questions. That's just who I am.
You clearly care if you're asking the question. But yes, my point is, why do you care how much they spent? Do you care about the ring? Are they happy with it?
Yes.
I don't think it's an appropriate question to ask if you don't care.
Well, I just ask everything. We got a text that says, it's not the amount that matters. What matters is the clarity, cut, and carats. That's what people want to know.
I'm cool with that. Like, people want to know
the
details.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know any of that.
Yeah, you're not engaged. I even know all that stuff. Clarity and cut and all that kind of stuff. You learn all that. You have to ask all those questions. I know all about them. VS1s, V1s. I get you all of it. Yeah.
No, I don't care.
Wow.
Cameron, how do you feel? Can you ask and tell people how much the engagement ring was?
Well, I feel like it depends on who's asking, but I feel like if I tell someone, then I pretty much told everyone at that point, you know?
Yes. Yeah. So to my point to Hannah saying, well, then it's public. It's not public. It is. Once you tell one person,
no,
it is public.
No, my best friend told me how much hers cost, and I've never told anybody else.
Cameron, do you believe her?
Ooh.
Cameron, that says enough. All right, thank you so much for the call. I'm curious about this. Mariah, you actually work in the jewelry business. What's the jewelry etiquette for someone who's an expert like you? Can you tell and share how much people are spending? Do you think that's appropriate or not?
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes down to individual budget. So, like, for us, we're willing to work and make sure that you get the best and the biggest or whatever that you're looking for within your budget. The cool thing about lab versus mined diamond, same chemical properties, it is a diamond. It's just grown differently. If a flower grows in the wild or if it's grown in controlled substances in a greenhouse, it's still a freaking flower.
Hey, I'm all for it.
And so with that being said, if you've got what you like on your finger, whether it's mined, lab, doesn't matter. And so a diamond's a diamond, baby, and you're rocking it either way.
I love that. Thank you so much for the call. I do think that, like, it all that matters is if the person loves the ring that's on their hand.
I agree.
But I am curious how much Travis spent on his
ring. Yeah, right. You want to know. Everybody wants to know.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.